It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Wait till you see. Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? In a hurry, I've always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? I'm in a hurry because by the time we get outside, you and I, there'll be two people, both of their names are McFeely, and two animals that they're going to bring to show us. They said, Mr. Rogers, I'm sure we'll be there the minute you get outside. Okay, will you come with me? Come on. Hi, Mr. McFeely. Hi, Miss McFeely. Oh, I told my friends about you. Can you see what they are?
They look like big cats.
Yes. But you tell them what they are, all right?
They're lions.
African lions? Ow. And they're 6 weeks old, and we're just taking for a little exercise today. Oh, they're a little playful. There they go.
Down the street.
Let's run after them there, dear.
I'll get them.
See, they're very curious. They'd like to explore.
Surely do. I think we better take them back over here, though, because some people might not know what a lion was doing in the front yard.
I'll pick this one up. You make a funny noise?
There's your friend. Is it a brother and a sister?
A brother and a sister. They're a little frisky today.
Which one's the brother?
Well, this is the brother, and that one's the sister.
That's Snickle Fritz, and this is Fizzlebick.
Yeah.
Don't they make a funny sound? Look how big their paws are.
Ouch.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Look at,
oh.
They're huge.
Oh. What? Oh. 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 I never had a lion kiss me before.
There you go.
How old are these lions?
They're 6 weeks old.
6 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
That's just a little over a month.
They're very curious, Mr. Rogers.
I'm right back here.
Look how big their paws are.
There we go. Nope. Back here.
How were you allowed to have them?
Well, they belong to the children's zoo, and Mrs. Steele, who's in charge of this children's zoo, we went over and she said, how would you like to take them and show them to Mr. Rogers? We said, fine. Mm. And we're due to take them back to the zoo for feeding. They'd like to play together.
One's hiding behind you, Mr. Rogers.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Oh.
Are they going to come out again? They love to roughhouse, but I don't think they hurt each other.
Oops, there they go, down the street again.
I think it's fun to play with lions.
Not everybody has a chance to play with lions.
And they like to play with each other.
Yeah.
He says, stop it. That one is going to go off by himself. He's not to get bit.
You know, I think they're hungry. Do you think we should take them down to Mrs. Steele for feeding, dear?
Yes, I do.
All righty.
Well, this one was ready just to sit a bit. Look at that. Oh. You have to get a look at that.
You have to get scratched on his neck.
Look at that. Love the way it just just lay down like that. I really looked forward to this visit. I think I changed my clothes the fastest I've ever changed them, Mr. McFeely, because you said you'd be here.
Today was a speedy delivery day for Lyons.
Sure was.
Well, dear, we'll take them back to Mrs. Steele now, all righty?
Yes.
All righty.
You seem to be in a hurry to go. Well, we'll visit them someday at the zoo.
All righty.
You help.
Come on. They're pretty heavy already after only 6 weeks.
Oh, come on, brother. I think he really is hungry. Yeah, you mustn't get your teeth in there.
All right, well, then I'll take him from you.
Mr. McFeely's going to get you some food. Yeah, and Mrs. McFeely's going to get you some food. Sure. Okay. Okay, we'll visit you. We'll visit you at the zoo.
He likes you.
We'll visit the zoo. Yeah, you're so nice.
They're heavy.
Thanks for the lion visit.
You're quite welcome. Speedy delivery.
Bye-bye.
This way.
See? Come on inside. They felt so soft. That one kind of like a baby as I held it. Started to go like that on my sweater. I think it really was hungry. And those lion cubs will grow up to be big lions. The sister will grow up to be a mother lion. The brother will grow up to be a daddy lion. I think I have some little animals in here. Little toy animals. Yep. I'll show you something I did with my children. When they were very young, pretended that this was a jungle with a place with water where they would go and drink. And then I'd put out a mother hippopotamus and a mother giraffe and a mother lion. A mother, what? Elephant. There. And then I put out the baby elephant, baby lion, baby hippopotamus, and a baby giraffe right there. And then I'd have the babies find their mothers. You help me to do that, all right? First of all, let's have the baby elephant look for its mother and find its mother. Is that the mother? Could be a friend, but it wasn't the mother. Is that the mother? It's a giraffe. The mother? How about there? Okay, let's have the giraffe find its mother. How about that? What about the hippopotamus? Didn't have far to go, did it? To its mother. And the lion. Come on, lion. Lion cub with the lion mother. Who is the baby who lives at the castle in the neighborhood of make-believe? Who is it that we pretend lives there? Prince Tuesday. What's his mother's name? Queen Sarah. Why don't we pretend something about them today, okay? We'll just leave these mothers and their babies right there. And get the trolley. Boy, Charlie, you're going fast today. Let's pretend that Lady Aberlin is with Prince Tuesday and Queen Sarah in the neighborhood of make-believe. Okay? Okay, Charlie, neighborhood of make-believe.
Here you are, Aunt Sarah.
Thank you.
How did you like the water show?
Oh, I liked it very much. You know, I've seen it several times, but each time it seems different.
I liked it, too.
Was everything all right here?
Oh, yes, everything was grand. We played with Prince Tuesday's toys for a little bit, and then he fell asleep, but he seems to be crying now.
I think he's a little hungry now. I better take him in and feed him.
Okay.
Thank you, my dear.
You're welcome. Bye-bye, Aunt Sarah.
Hi, Lady A.
Hi, Andy Menagerie. What are you doing?
Oh, I have a lot of repairs to make. It seems like today's the day when everybody has something to be fixed.
Could I help?
Well, maybe you could. X has a table that needs some glue, and then I've got to go over to Daniel's, and that door needs some oil, and I've got a couple of jobs to do in the
castle.
Well,
let me be your handy lady.
Oh, would you? Would you go over and help X?
Sure.
Okay, here.
What have you got?
Here's some glue.
Glue.
And here, here's a little clamp. You might need that. And here's a cloth to wipe up the glue.
Fine.
Okay?
I'll try.
And if we get a lot done today, maybe we could go for a ride in our horse's costume.
Oh, I'd like that.
Okay.
I'll go over to the tree.
Thanks, Lady Erwin.
Handy lady here, X.
Hello there, Lady Aberlina, handy lady.
Hiya.
Oh, are you going to help me fix my writing table?
Yes, I'd like to try. What's wrong with it?
Oh, well, one of the legs is loose and it wobbles.
I think a little glue might help that.
Okay, just a minute. I'll be right back with my writing table.
You say one of the legs is wobbly.
Uh-huh.
Not this one. Not this one. Ah.
That's it.
How did you work on it?
Well, I didn't work too well after it got so loose. You think you can fix it?
I'll try, X.
Okay.
Let's see.
Glue, you say?
Glue. I think this glue should help.
Does anybody ever have blue glue?
If anyone does, you ought to, X.
Someday I'm going to make some blue glue.
Benjamin Franklin. That's the kind of thing he'd do. Blue glue.
I think he would, too. Benjamin Franklin would make a blue glue.
Blue glue. Now, so much for the glue. Handyman Negri gave me a nice little clamp.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you see it?
Hey. Nifty-galifty, I'd say.
Have to make it wide enough first. Get it going with the blue glue. It's really
wide. You're a handy lady there.
How's that look to you?
That looks as if it's going to be just perfect.
Blue glue.
Here, you know what I think we should do?
What?
Let me see the upright first.
Well, I think we ought to leave it just the way it is right now, X, you know, so that... Don't put any weight on this right now.
Oh, okay. Then just leave it upside down. Let it rest on its back.
That's a good idea. Upside down. Isn't it funny the way when you turn a table upside down, these are called the legs, and this is called the back?
Sure. Because it's not a back like my back, though.
No. No feathers on this.
By the way, could you scratch my back?
With pleasure.
Thank you.
Where would you like to...
A little further down.
How about this third feather on the left?
That's good. Try the 14th down the middle.
14th, 13th.
Lady Aberlin.
Hi, Handyman Negri.
Hey, Handy.
It's his table you're supposed to be fixing.
Well, we've already glued the table.
We've already glued
the table. That's good. Hey, that's a very nice job.
Lady Aberlina was just scratching my feathers.
Oh, I see.
I think I need to just take a little bit of this glue.
Well, while you're doing that, I think I'll go over to X's clock and see if I can take care of that door.
Fine.
Okay.
Well, I'll see you later then.
All right. Bye now.
Goodbye, Handy. I want to tell you a new poem before you go. Come on inside, will you?
Sure. I'll bring the table in.
Good. Right inside. Inside.
Who's that knocking on my clock? Who's that clocking on my knock?
Knock, clock, knock, clock. I have something for X's clock.
X's clock?
I mean Daniel's clock. You know, I'm so busy today, I don't really know what I'm saying.
Do you have the oil for my sticky door?
I have it right here, Daniel.
Oh, good. I'll show you. See? The door will go just that far, and I push it, and it won't go any further.
Well, I think that a little oil would help that.
Okay.
Well, okay. I can do it for you, Daniel.
Oh, no, I'll be glad to do it. Where should I put it?
Well, it's a fairly heavy can, but you can put it right up here, and the oil just squirts out here.
Okay.
Okay. Have it?
Okay.
So. Oh, you having some trouble?
Just doing fine,
here,
thanks.
Okay.
There. There. That's good. Well, now I'll try it.
What do you think, Daniel?
I think that'll be fine, thanks.
But it doesn't seem to be fixed yet. You want me to help you? Here,
I think it's all right.
Well, I'll try to do it for you.
No, thanks. I can do it.
Okay.
There. Andy Mannagri?
Yes, Daniel?
Were you really little once?
Oh, little? I sure was. Why, I was about this big.
You really grew.
Yeah, but I couldn't tell from one day to the next. I mean, it took a long time.
Did you ever get tired of waiting?
Sure. I mean, you always get tired of waiting, but that's part of growing, too. You know, growing inside.
You mean learning to wait?
Mm-hmm. And learning to try new things.
I think I'll try to get the top of the hinge this time.
Okay, Daniel.
Okay? Thanks.
Oh, that is a heavy can.
I still didn't reach the top.
You want me to give you a little boost?
Mm-hmm.
How's that?
There.
There you did it.
Oh, boy, let me see if it works.
How are you two doing?
Oh, we're doing fine, Lady Evelyn.
We fixed it, Lady Evelyn.
You fixed it?
Mm-hmm.
Daniel fixed it.
We did.
You fixed it. Good for you, Dan.
Do you want to tell Lady Evelyn what we were talking about?
You mean about growing?
Mm-hmm.
Were you ever little, Lady Evelyn?
Oh, yes, Daniel. I was so little that my mom and dad could hold me just like this.
And when you started walking, I mean, did you want to grow fast?
Oh, did I ever. I wanted to wake up next morning and be all grown up.
But you weren't, were
you? No. It took me a long time to grow from a girl to a lady. You know what? X just read a poem for me that he says is one of his favorites, and I think you'll like it, too.
What is it?
It goes something like this. If you can't be a pine on the top of a hill, be a shrub in the valley. But be the best little shrub by the side of the rill. Be a bush if you can't be a tree. If you can't be a highway, then just be a trail. If you can't be a sun, be a star. It isn't by size that you win or you fail. Be the best of whatever you are.
If you can't be a highway, then just be a trail.
If you can't be a sun, be a star.
It isn't by size that you win or you fail.
Be the best of whatever you are. I sure aim to be the best clock tiger in this neighborhood.
With a door that works.
Yes.
Yes, and with friends that really like you the way you are. Ugga mugga, Daniel Tiger.
Ugga mugga, Lady Evelyn.
Well, I've got to get over to the castle. I have some more jobs to do.
You want some more help?
Sure. Do you want to come along, Daniel?
I might come over in a little bit. You two are certainly handy people.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, Daniel.
Bye.
A handy lady and a handy man take care of lots of things. A handy lady and a handy man in the neighborhood that sings. La 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 la.
Daniel wanted to fix that himself. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes you just feel you'd like to do something yourself. Handyman Negri was able to help him, but he let Daniel know that he did it. Put away the hippopotamus, the giraffes, the lions, elephants. The best way to learn to do something new is to practice some things that you already do well. If you want to learn to run fast, walk fast at first. Come the fish. Up they come. A friend of mine is a teacher. Mrs. Barnett is her name. I asked her to come over today to show you some exercises. She knows exercises that people can do already. You know, some exercises are very different. Hello? This is Fred Rogers calling. Is Mrs. Barnett there, please? Oh, good. Well, that's all I wanted to know. Fine. Thank you very much. Bye. Said that Mrs. Barnett was already on her way over here. Yeah, she'll show us some exercises that we can do ourselves right away. Let's go out on the porch and wait for her. I think I'll take off my sweater for some exercises. And you and Mrs. Barnett and I can do them together. Here's something that's not hard to do. Swing. Oh, there she is. Hi, Mrs. Barnett.
Hi, how are you?
Good, I'd like you to meet my friend.
Hi.
And we're all set to do exercises with you.
Oh, great. Did you know that when you exercise different, or you move different types of bones?
You move different bones in your body, huh?
Right. For example, where are your long, large bones?
Oh, I suppose in your arms and in your legs.
Right, huh? Arms and legs, because when you do this, you have large movements. And when you do this, also, you have a large movement. Let's try an exercise with our arms.
All right.
Okay? Let's try
you
stretching them
too,
out.
Okay.
Rotate forward. One, two, three, four, and to the back. Two, three, four. Mm-hmm. And one, two, three, four, to the back. Two, three, four, and one, two, three, four, and one, two, three, four. How'd you like that one?
Good. Makes you feel straight.
All right. What about the bones for our legs?
What would you do for a leg exercise?
All right, we can move them. Let's try taking one leg out.
You put your hands on your hips.
Hands
like
on
that.
The hips. And when we transfer our weight, put our weight on the front foot, the ball to the back, the other one. And we rock back and forth. I call this the rocking chair exercise. It's just one. Two,
that's not easy.
Three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, and four. How'd you like that?
Great, but those are for big bones, huh?
Right, and we have different types of bones exercises we can do sitting down.
Sitting down?
Right.
Good. Let's sit down a minute.
All right, where would you think our small bones would be?
Oh, I suppose...
A little short ones.
You might have some in your neck.
Yeah.
And you might have some in your fingers.
Right. A lot of little short bones in our fingers. Mm-hmm. Spin your fingers. See? They're used for short movements and bending, so we can able to pick up objects.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, but it's very important to realize that on every single bone we have a muscle. That's the only way the bone can move. The muscle pulls on that bone. For example, the muscle in my arm, okay? When I lift the arm up, the muscle pulls it up. It gets shorter, then it gets longer. Now you see it moving? See? That muscle's moving. I lower it, pulls it back up, gets shorter, and gets back longer.
Aren't we wonderfully made with our bodies?
Let's try an exercise with our fingers. All right? Let's pull like we're pulling something, and then squeeze it, then release it. And pull, squeeze, and release. Pull, squeeze, release, squeeze, release, squeeze, and release.
Nice. Lots of exercises, aren't
there? Right. I would like to stay, but I have a class.
Oh, do you? Well, thank you very much for coming, even for this time.
Okay.
And we'll hope to see you again, Mrs.
All
Barnett.
It's nice to be with you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye. Our teacher friend, Mrs. Barnett. Short bones and long bones. I like those kinds of exercises you can do sitting down, too. Just like we made up a dance the other day, just sitting down. All kinds of things, all kinds of ideas in this world. I like being with you. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. Little bones, it's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when tomorrow's new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. I like you just the way you are. With your long bones and your short bones and whatever you have, just the way you are right now. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.